generational true Cracker Florida man around Cross Creek. And one day he's just going to have to get a chance to meet you guys. So I know people must be wondering, though, what would swamp music have to do with these green hat things these guys are wearing? But they're eye shades. And many of you who are know anything about journalism know that those green eye shades have something to do with print. And so what we have coming up here, I think if any of you all were at the main stage last night, you have a little bit of an idea of what you're in for with the Murray Palmetto South Florida Swamp Show. So they've asked me to do something just a little bit special with their introduction.
On microphone, very good.
So we're going to get them set up as fast as possible. I've got to give a round of applause to the sound people who jump from really small duets to a whole ensemble here. I wanted to say, too, what a treat it was to get a chance to be on the old marble stage again this afternoon with you all. It's my favorite place to be. Nice and cool and shady, and all the history just kind of oozes right up off the floor.
In the monitor. Yeah, thank you. Check, check. And a little hotter on the bass if you can in the monitor.
Anybody under this tent this Great. Afternoon that has been at the old marble stage when back when this was the main stage? All right. Oh, I can imagine that's true for you. So you remember those days when Will used to thunder on the old marble stage, they say. Billy Bowlegs? Wow. I can try and picture it, but I wish I'd have been here back to the days when Gamble Rogers would be up here singing Two Little Boys. Anybody here and heard that song on the old marble stage? Wow. We miss those guys, don't we? But I tell you, just having a chance to be around a lot of artists and working in the radio business, it's a treat to see how many people have been inspired by those men, Paul Champion, Gamble Rogers, Will McLean, Don Grooms, and are writing their Florida music now because they were influenced by that. That'll keep this festival going another 50 years. By the way, the gentleman that's the second to my right, he has done real well in the Will McLean Songwriting Contest. And for those of you who've never entered and are songwriters, you might want to think about that. That's quite getting to, it's definitely a prestigious songwriting contest to win. And the Will McLean Festival is every year in March. And so you might want to keep that in mind. So we've got one of the winners of that contest right up here.
One, two, three, four. One, two. Okay.
It looked like we got everybody. All right. Well, you know, the next performance is Murray Palmetto's production of the Swamp Opera, known as the Sawgrass City Journal, in which the pages of a weekly newspaper covering a small town in the Everglades comes to life in music. On this particular weekend, Mr. Murray Palmetto is engaged as the MC at the 50th annual South Georgia Car Wash in Valdosta, Georgia, 22 miles north and northwest of here. And he cannot be here at the festival. So, however, his road announcer, Boom Slang Swamp Singer, right here to my right, second from my right, he's here and he's going to take on that role of Joseph P. Quigley, the publisher of the Sawgrass City Journal. Take it away.
We're the Sawgrass City Weekly News and Journal. We bring the swamp to you. We're concise and controversial, not outrageously commercial, with a swamper point crossing in the swale. We're the Sawgrass City Weekly News and Journal. We print all the news that's new, and we bring the swamp to you. Yes, we bring the swamp to you.
Good afternoon. My name is Joseph P. Quigley, and I'm the publisher of the Sawgrass City Journal, which for the past 22 years has been voted the second best weekly newspaper in the Everglades. Now, you were supposed to have received this Friday's issue in your packet. However, we made a photocopy of the front page. We put it on the stand right here. We have time to cover all the issues on the front page, plus a few that are buried deep within the newspaper this week. For those of you who have your newspaper, I'd like you to turn to page 11A, where we have an advertisement from a longtime sponsor of the Sawgrass City Journal, Alabama Jacks, which is in neighboring lowermost Dade County, and it is home of the endangered and endemic Florida crocodile, and it lies only 110 yards east of the Florida crocodile crossing sign erected by the Department of Transportation.
Baby crocodile crossing the road, on the way to their habitual abode, on the banks of lakes and pride, munching catfish and fries
that they got down at Alabama Jacks.
Why did the crocodile cross the street?
He's going down to Alabama Jacks.
You can kiss him on the mouth, 'cause he doesn't like me.
Down at Alabama Jacks.
And I'll dance with Crazy Eddie like I did last week, when the band plays the Man in the Moon on a redneck Sunday afternoon.
Down at Alabama Jacks.
Tourist out near the pier, drinking American beer. Patrons dance with their eyes as cloggers whiz by.
Down in Alabama Jacks.
Wah, 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 why did the crocodile cross the street?
He's going down to Alabama Jacks.
You can kiss him on the mouth, 'cause he doesn't like me.
Down at Alabama Jacks.
And I'll dance with Crazy Annie like I did last week, when the band plays the Man in the Moon on a redneck Sunday afternoon.
Down at Alabama Jacks.
Rayford Starr.
On page 10A, we have an advertisement from our county to the south of Sawgrass County, which is Collier County, from the beautiful Mexican-American town of Immokalee, where lies the BAR Bar. Many of Immokalee's residents came from Mexico to be cowboys, and they ended up living sometimes in questionable quarters, like above bars, that all night their neon sign went B-A-R, 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 The B-A-R bar. The place doesn't have any name on the front, though the patrons seem to know where they are. At night, upstairs as I drink red wine, just to soothe my cigarette cough, the bright neon sign of the B-A-R bar constantly blinks on and off.
And it says to me,
B, I couldn't be more alone if I was sent to live in Siam. And A, wish I had a place to stay that wasn't as lonely as I am. R, instead of where you are, I wish that you were here, so we can go downstairs to the B-A-R bar where they drink a wine and a beer.
Because wine and beer is the drink they serve. It's advertised right outside on the door. And after we shared one together, I'd snap my fingers and say hey to more. But that bright neon sign keeps on flashing like a lighthouse for the lonely ones and for poor cowboys like me who cannot afford cows, whiskey, horses, saddles, or guns.
And it says once more,
B, I couldn't be more alone if I was sent to live in Siam. And A, wish I had a place to stay that wasn't as lonely as I am. R, instead of where you are, I wish that you were here, so we could go downstairs to the B-A-R bar where they drink a wine and beer.
I know you don't know us very well, and I don't know how much you trust us enough to sing along, but this is the music interaction phase of the program. So as Rayford and Armadillo Jake play a reprise of the chorus, I'd like the audience to make a sound either like a mariachi trumpet or a trombone.
Wow.
Or at the very least, the default, a kazoo. As Rayford and Armadillo play.
Chug, chug, chug.
On page 3A is our letters to the editor, and we got a kind of a haunting letter this week from a folk singer who knew Jim Ballou and Will McLean and Gamble Rogers, now all deceased. And he said he had a dream that he jammed with them late at night in a town that's no longer on the map called Florida Crossroads.
We'll all meet at the Florida Crossroads, where the night it is browner than brown. It's 4 miles east of that old 41, where on the old maps there once was a town.
and it's way out on that L-shaped road where the orange groves, they smell just like limes. And it takes me back to when I was a kid, though I've been there but a couple of times. We sat outside that two-story store, and I leaned against that old wooden table. And even back then, it felt just like a dream, and I'd go back again if I were able. And I saw Jim,
and Will,
and Gamble, and it made me forget they were gone. Well, we started away after midnight, but I was alone by the dawn. We sang a few of the old
Hold
songs.
Back the waters.
Then we sang some that I never heard. We sang that chorus over and over, though I don't remember a word. But I saw Jim
and Will
and
Gamble,
and it made me forget they were gone. Well, we started away after midnight, but I was alone by the dawn.
Crossroads where the night it is browner than brown. It's 4 miles east of that old 41, where on the old maps there once was a town.
I said the old maps there once was a town.
We're going to switch the next two articles. We're going to do an article about what was, it's on page 10A, what is known in the Everglades as sawgrass tobacco. All right, we're going to do another article. Change this on your song list, will you? Go to page 11A. That's our South Florida history section. And we're going to finish with the title song from the title CD of the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band about the last train ever out of the old railroad station in Key West. Great hurricane of 35 in the Florida Keys rolled across Isla Mirada and destroyed Henry Flagler's railroad for eternity. The last train ever out of the old Key West station on Duval Street left at exactly 5:45 p.m. September 2nd, 1935. On board was notorious smuggler Jack Diamond, eloping with the incredibly innocent and excruciatingly lovely Shay Fleming, the 20-year-old daughter of the Monroe County Sheriff.
On the last train out of Key West, Jack Diamond was aboard, one step ahead of
arrest, though he should have brought her. Shay, the sheriff's daughter, that's my lead right beside him. King of the Florida Straits rum runners, but two rival gang machine gunners ambush Deputy Doug Dare at the Monroe County Fair. They drop Jack's calling card behind him.
Clenched your Kiva, hey, a Honda Marathon, I love Murata. Speeding train with secret cargo. Past mysterious lignum by the Keener, Upper Matacombe. Finally on to Key Largo.
In just an hour and a quarter, a dark blue wall of salt water broke upon the Middle Keys, uprooting railroad ties and trees, destroying Henry Flagler's river.
Cudjoe Key, Bahia, Honda, Marathon, Isla Mirada, speeding train with secret cargo. As mysterious lignum by the inner upper Matacombe, finally on to Key Largo.
Well, they never rebuilt the track. Ghostly trestles that witness Shay escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out of Key West. Raper. Ghostly trestles that witness Shay escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out of Key West. On the last train out of Key West.
On the last train out of Key West.
Thank you very much. Look for the Sawgrass City Journal in your driveway next Friday afternoon, right after lunch.